MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
Check now, Sean Saunders, CEO at Revix. Sean, appreciate the early morning time. I'm looking at a 5-year chart of Bitcoin at the moment, and it's been under pressure. It was what, 70,000 sort of mid last year, down to sub 38 as we talk. But the bigger picture here is it certainly is lower. But what I'm seeing is that this is not unusual for Bitcoin in particular, crypto generally, to kind of move into these consolidation patterns. We had one just ahead of the pandemic, where for about a year it traded at around the 10,500 level point. We talk about crypto under pressure, but it was 10,500 just 2 years ago.
Morning, Simon. Thanks very much for having me on again. I think that's exactly it, right? Within the crypto space, when in doubt, zoom out. And you look out at sort of that longer term price chart, and that's really what's got so many people excited about the space. Mm. It has grown faster than any other asset class ever. And naturally, I think, you know, with sort of that, what is with Bitcoin, about 115% compound annual growth rate over the last 5 years. I mean, naturally, you're going to have a period where you see a rather big decline. And that's what we've experienced more recently. What's interesting to note, though, is you've had near record amounts of Bitcoin and Ethereum removed from exchanges, though, around the world. Mm. So you had just this last month, 48 billion Rand. That's 96,000 Bitcoins removed from exchanges. And that's sort of like the net flow. So more Bitcoin being removed from the exchanges rather than going to the exchanges. And you had nearly 30% of all of the Ether tokens, so that's Ethereum's token, removed from exchanges. And that's usually an indicator of accumulation, right? So both retail and institutional investors choosing rather not to hold assets on exchanges, but rather sort of hold them in wallets for the long term. And usually that's actually a bullish indicator. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting next few weeks and months ahead for the world of crypto.
Yeah, I take your point to that. And I have crypto and it doesn't sit in an exchange because I don't intend to trade it anytime soon. So it sits in a wallet, nice and safe and simple. That's a fascinating stat. Talk to us a bit about your savings vault, which you've recently launched. And we've seen some of these products sort of coming into the crypto space and generating some yield on what would otherwise normally be a non-yielding asset.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, I mean, the intention with Revix over the next couple months is to really introduce savings vaults for all the different top cryptocurrencies. So that's for Bitcoin, that's for Ethereum, that's for Solana, Polkadot, et cetera, et cetera. The first savings vault that we've launched is a USDC. So that's a dollar-based savings vault. Mm-hmm. Currently, you can earn 9% through the savings vault. And it acts very much like a savings account. I mean, if you had never sort of utilized our savings vault and you came to our platform, it's near identical to that bank savings account that you have where you get accumulated interest every single day. If you utilize the savings vault for a 1 month period, you pay absolutely no fees whatsoever on the vault itself. And I mean, that's really just the simplicity of what we're trying to do at Revix, right? We're trying to make, and this is now going into a sales pitch, but what we're trying to do is just make DeFi simple. Because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was on the show talking about how these yields are actually generated. And it's a bit complicated, right? You're talking about sort of earning yield within the DeFi space, utilizing protocols, algorithmic stablecoins. I mean, there's a lot of jargon just in what I've said right now, never mind actually executing trades and actually earning the yield. So our job is to make it simple and obviously to make it really secure within the crypto space.
And that's how, because, I mean, you know, folks would think, hang on, if I've got a real dollar and I've stuck it in a bank account, heck, I might be lucky to get 1%. This isn't going into bank account. This has then been used within the DeFi space, and those folks who use it essentially pay a fee to you who've lent it in to that saver.
That's exactly it. So I think the most common thing that we're seeing is a lot of people have either made really big crypto gains, in some cases, I guess, crypto losses, but they don't want to actually lock in those gains or losses, right? For taxable reasons and other reasons, I suppose. So what they do is they say, okay, right, instead of me selling my Bitcoin, please, can somebody give me dollars? We land up giving them dollars. We take their Bitcoin. We over-collateralize ourselves by obviously taking far more Bitcoin than the dollars we lend out, and we're able to earn a very good yield. I mean, the 9% that we're currently offering on our USDC savings vault is going to increase to 12% this Friday. So, I mean, that's 12% on an annualized basis, effectively, you know, just less than 1% a month on a compounded basis. So, I mean, that's a really high yield. And, you know, obviously with a higher yield comes, there's risk, right? Mm. And that is the risk of crypto. And that's not necessarily the price risk. It's the risk that you are dealing in this nascent market. And, you know, while it's very unlikely, certainly in my opinion, that anything major happens to the Bitcoin blockchain or the Ethereum blockchain, there is still a possibility that something can happen, right? This market's only 13 years old or going on to 13 years old. So, I mean, that's sort of the risk within the space. Institutions are coming in hard and faster, I can tell you. We've received more institutional interest over the last 4.5 months than we've received in the last 4 years of Revix. So there's a lot of interest in this product in particular, which, you know, I think will over the longer term drive down the yields.
Yeah, I was actually reading something on the weekend. The pension plan, I can't remember what it's the IRAs in 401k plans. That's right, in the US. Some of them are now actually bringing crypto into it. Quick last question: the yield currently 9, coming up at 12%. This is going to be, I imagine, fluctuating. It's not a fixed for the period. It's going to potentially fluctuate over time. At this point, went up. At times, it might edge lower.
So we would guarantee that yield for a 30-day period. Mm-hmm. After 30 days, we would have to adjust the yield if the prices have, and the prices being the sort of rates that we're able to earn on your cryptocurrency that you're sort of lending to us. Because when you're buying into these vaults, you need to buy USDC. So you can buy into USDC on the Revix platform, and then you would deposit USDC into one of our savings vaults. And if the rate was to decline over a period, we unfortunately at the end of the 30-day period would say to you, hey, listen, you can choose to reinvest for another 30 days, but it may be a slightly lower yield. I'm very confident that we'd probably be sitting with the 12% yields for at least the next 4 months. Mm-hmm. That's what we can see right now.
Okay, we'll leave that there. Sean Saunders, founder, CEO of Revix. Sean, as always, appreciate the early morning time.